Welcome to Media Meeting, your weekly public affairs show. I'm Dawn Morgan. Today, we get to know a woman from Southeast New Mexico right here, grew up in Hobbs, graduated from Hobbs High School, and is having a fascinating career and fun life. Carla Curry, Hollywood set decorator extraordinaire. Carla joins us from her ranch in San Marcos, Texas. The award-winning set decorator works with directors like Steven Spielberg, Scott Cooper, Pete Berg, and household name actors like Jeff Bridges, Steve Martin, Billy Bob Thornton, even Beyoncé and Tim McGraw. She works on major Hollywood films, some of them such as Crazy Heart, Tombstone, and The Pink Panther, plus popular TV series like Friday Night Lights. Right now, she's on hiatus from filming the hit Netflix series Yellowstone.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
How did you get started in movie set decorating and design?
You know, when I left Hobbs back in 1977, I moved to Tucson, Arizona, and was in retail for many years. And when my retail career kind of came to an end, I was looking for something else to do. And at the time, there was a great deal of movies being shot in Tucson, lots of Westerns. And it just so happened that I was at the right place at the right time to kind of jump into that business. And I have been there ever since. So it's a great way to start. You know you hear it all the time. You're just in the right place at the right time. In this case, it was kind of the truth. I was at the right place at the right time. And since then, Tucson their business has kind of gone by the wayside. So I've traveled to different states and been in different, locations as far as that goes for the business. But fortunately, New Mexico's is on the boom right now, so I'm glad for that.
Yeah, definitely. Has been very active over the last few years. I think some of the administrative things that were done at the state level, had something to do with sort of encouraging more and more movie activity and TV activity and filming activity in the state. And, there are a lot of people who are benefiting that and want to see that continue. Before you headed out to Tucson, how long were you in Hobbs, and do you still have ties here?
Oh, absolutely. I was born and raised in Hobbs and left when I was 19 years old, went to the junior college, left when I was 19 years old. My mom, Betty Curry, is still in Hobbs, and she was out at the junior college, ran the testing center for them for 43 years and just recently retired after 43 years at the junior college. So, yeah, my mom's still in Hobbs.
So is there something in your background from when you grew up or things you were interested in or maybe in your personality that enabled you to do what you're doing now and to do that so well?
I think that that's interesting, my personality. I've always been somewhat of a leader, and I think that the skills that I learned in retail, in Girl Scouts, and so many different aspects of my life, definitely translate into the business I'm in now. I've always been kind of a crafty, artsy, creative person. I've always done that my entire life. And I think finally the stars aligned and it finally clicked that this was actually a profession that kind of suited me and, became my lifetime career, basically.
And what are some of those TV movies, the projects that you've been involved, the movies that you've been involved with over many years? Go ahead and tell us about some of those, because they are names. They are movies and TV shows that people will recognize, and know.
Well,
and think.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Yeah. Well, when Tucson was started out doing Westerns, and it seems like my career has taken somewhat of a Western path, which is okay with me because my husband and I ranch, and so I think I have a definite affinity for that genre of movies. But basically, I've done everything. I've covered futuristic movies, wrestling movies, football movies. I've done a little bit of everything. In Tucson, I was fortunate enough to be on the movie Tombstone, which has kind of stood the test of time with Sam Elliott, Kurt Russell, Val Kilmer, and Billy Bob Thornton. And I'm have been just really, I don't know, I channel my inner Western just about on every show. And I guess I've been known to specialize maybe in that. They call me when there's Westerns coming up. I've done Crazy Heart, which was not really a Western, but definitely country music.
Jeff Bridges and
Jeff Bridges, yeah. Yep, and Maggie Gyllenhaal. I've done Godless recently. That was the most recent, probably, Western that I've done, is Godless on Netflix, which was a series. And so I have, let's see, I've done, I'm trying to think of some of the other Westerns. I've done a couple of comedy Westerns, A Million Ways to Die in the West with Seth MacFarlane, Ridiculous Six with Adam Sandler. So anyway, Westerns are kind of, have been a part of my life. And currently I'm on Yellowstone for the Paramount Network. And that is sort of a modern Western, which I'm enjoying very much.
So explain the process to us.
The designers are the ones that are sort of the architects, and they design the sets and draw them up so that construction can build them. So my team comes in and we actually decorate it. And I mean, decoration is everything you see in front of the camera. It can be the rugs on the floor, the lamps on the table. I've done everything. I've done wrestling rings. I have done convenience stores from scratch on stage. I have done mess trailers. I have done grand ballrooms. It is everything that you see in front of the camera is what the set decoration provides.
And where
we provide all the furnishings.
And where do you find those? How do you come up with those? Do you shop for those yourself?
Yes, that's the fun part.
Ah.
You know, especially when you're on location, you don't always have prop houses available. And I rarely work in L.A., which is where most of the prop houses are. So, you know, it becomes kind of a treasure hunt to go out and find the things that you need on the location that you're shooting. So that's kind of part of the fun. And, you know, in my world, I like the thrill of the hunt and trying to, you know, nail down. And, of course, you know, now that back when I started in the business, it was much more difficult. Now we have things called Google and the Internet and Amazon and, you know, these the Internet that, you know, basically you can go in and you can find just about anything that you need, or at least the research for it to know what you're looking for.
And I guess to fill out some of the harder to find things, you can just order those and have them delivered, right?
Exactly. Hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, sometimes you do have to do that. You really do. You know, if it's an antique specialty item and not readily available in Albuquerque or in Terlingua, Texas, then, you know, you might have to get on the Internet and have it shipped in.
Do you have,
absolutely.
Do you have an open checkbook sometimes, or do you have a budget always that you're having to be mindful
of? Open checkbook. I wish. We always work on a budget, you know, and that's something that after reading the script that I will sit down and provide, you know, to the producers and the producing company of what I think it's going to cost to do this show. So yes, I allocate for each set, and of course that sometimes changes with script changes, but you know, you just it's an ongoing effort between the producers and, you know, myself and the accounting department, just to try to keep things on track, which is part of it's somebody else's money. Basically, I'm in charge of somebody else's money, so I try to be mindful of that and a good steward of that.
So what are some interesting places that you've been and that this business has sent you around? You said you do, you're rarely working in L.A., but you know, are in far-flung places, I guess, and maybe have, you know, been to places that you wouldn't normally go except for this job.
Well, you know, it's kind of a fascinating business in that regard. And growing up in Hobbs, I don't know that this is the beauty of the film business right now. The landscape of the film business, especially in New Mexico. You know, growing up in Hobbs when I did, I didn't even know that this existed, that this career existed. And now that I have been in it so very long, I have been everywhere. I've been to coast to coast. I have been in L.A. I have been in Montana. I have been in Las Vegas. I have been in all over Texas. I've been in Boston. I've been in North Carolina. I've been in the Florida Keys. So, you know, it has taken me to some far-flung places that it's been a magical tour for me just to go and see all of these places and experience the local people that, you know, ultimately become lifelong friends for me. So I have, you know, friends in all over the country just basically due to my job and being in a location and getting to know these people. So it's been an awesome experience as far as that goes, because I do get to travel and meet people and see different things and kind of get to when we get on location, a lot of times when we're scouting for different shots or whatever, we kind of get the behind the scenes tour. You know, in Boston, we got to go into so many historic buildings, and we actually shot on Pink Panther. We shot in their state capitol. Actually, when the Red Sox won the World Series, so that was quite the zoo downtown. And, you know, this is traffic alone. If I remember correctly, we walked home to our hotels because we couldn't even get our cars out of the parking lot. Yeah. But you know, we get to see and do a lot of special things. I think that, you know, you normally wouldn't get to see, and I'm just grateful for that. It's been a great career for me.
As far as getting to meet, you know, the actors, actresses, directors, and everything on the film, do you get to do that in your job, or you know, is your job setting the scene first and then they come in later? I mean, how does that work exactly?
That's it. You've got it exactly right. You know, we have to be there way ahead and get the scene and the set ready for when the shooting crew comes in, because, you know, as it is in most businesses, time is money. And so you want to be ready. You want to have it ready. You want to make it as efficient for them to shoot and then move on to the next one. And that's usually what we do. You know, typically I will get the set ready. My team and I will get the set ready. The crew will come in. They will start shooting, and the instant that I will stay until they get their first shots off. And then typically we jump ahead to the next one and are getting the next one ready. You know, when we're doing television sometimes and series television, sometimes we'll have four or five sets a day in the same day. So it's very much a ballet of skills when you try to, you know, orchestrate all of the moving parts and make sure that they're all moving in the right direction in coordination to get things ready and, you know, be ready for when the crew gets there.
So what are some of your favorite projects that you've worked on? I know there's sometimes it's about a matter of having favorites, and sometimes it's a matter of being most proud of, you know, the job and the job that you did towards the final product. And so what are maybe some favorites and then some things that you're most proud of?
You know, I'll start with the most proud, because I think I'm proud of every single one of them. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a tiny project or a big project. I think we all put our heart and soul into every single one of them. Every single one of them is a special event, in my opinion, you know, because it is someone's vision and we are allowed to bring the vision to the screen. And so I really enjoy each and every one of them. I'm proud of every single one of them. As far as my favorites, you know, there were a couple. One of them was actually Friday Night Lights. And we did that partly in Austin, Texas, and we did the majority of it in Odessa. And growing up in Hobbs, you know, Odessa was our arch rival when it came to sports. And so I didn't really know what to expect. And once I got over there and got immersed into their program and their care for their kids at school and their, not just the, yes, football rules over there, but, you know, it translates into everything that the school does. And I thoroughly enjoyed, number one, being in my backyard and being so close to home, to Hobbs. And number two, really kind of getting under the surface of what you normally see on a daily basis competitively when you're growing up in high school. So that was a lot of fun, and got to really know the story and the history. I think that's part of it, too, is, you know, every project is different. It may be a period piece set in 1800s. It may be a period piece set in the 30s. It may be a period piece set in the 70s. You know, you just never know. So I think that's also a lot of what I find interesting about it is the research involved that you put into making sure that you're putting the right things in front of the camera. So it's a lot of fun. So I learned a lot about football on that one.
So speaking of putting things in front of the camera, what are maybe some of the oddest things that you've had to come up with, or weird, or the things that were hardest to find since you on the holy grail of, you know, of set decorating set decorating treasure hunts?
Well, you know, the weirdest thing, you know, one weird thing I guess we had to find was slabs of meat, sides of beef that we had to hang in butcher shops. And of course they couldn't be real, but they had to look real. And so we ended up, you know, scouring around and finding there, you know, there's people that actually make that stuff. So, you know, I've had to find slabs of meat. I've had to find fake marijuana plants. We had to do a grow house. I've had to find, I was trying to think what else I've had to find that are oddities. You know, anytime you have to find multiples of anything, it's generally a big sourcing challenge. You know, we had to find antique mustache cups. You know, I mean, you just never know what you're going to have to find.
So I guess do you visit a great many flea markets and garage sales and things like
yes,
that?
Antique yes.
Stores.
My favorite.
Junk
yes,
shops.
Absolutely. 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 That is the most fun. It's the treasure hunt part of it, for sure. Yeah. You know, it's fun until you can't find it, and then you're really, you know, under stress to try to come up with it. So, but, you know, generally it's a great, great process, and we have a lot of fun with it. And in general, you know, we have a good team usually together that helps with the hunt. So I certainly don't do this by myself. You know, I'm surrounded by talented people.
When people hear that you're a set decorator, they might come to some assumptions. Are there things about your work that you think would really surprise people that are different than what people might think your job is like or what your life is like?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think people, first of all, think it's glamorous. When, you know, when you talk about the movie business, I think people think, oh, well, that is such a glamorous job, and it's really not. It's really hard work. You know, typically, if we put in a 12-hour day, we think that's a short day. So a 12-hour day is a short day. A typical day is 14 to 16 hours. And, you know, there's times that we'll work, you know, for 32 days without a day off. Wow. You know, depending on the schedule. So, you know, it's a grueling job as far as the hours go. And, you know, you really have to mentally pace yourself and physically pace yourself and just make sure that, you know, you're staying on top of the game. But, you know, it's certainly not hanging out with movie stars. You know, it's a lot of physical and mental labor that goes into every single shot that you see in front of the camera is usually has a team of people behind it. So it's not all the glamour that people think it is sometimes.
But it does come with its own rewards, and you've said, you know, just being proud of work well done is you know has been something that
it is.
On every project is great. Yeah. But you, what kind of awards and recognition have you gotten for the job that you have done?
Well, one of my favorite experiences was on Crazy Heart with Jeff Bridges, and we actually won the Art Director Guild Award for production design and decoration on that show. And it was one of the, you know, it's one of the awards leading up to the Academy Awards. And Steven Spielberg was the keynote speaker. And it was delightful. And then we won.
That's amazing.
So that was a great deal of fun, you know, getting you to go up on stage and accept awards and things. It was definitely a lifetime, I guess, goal. You always love to be, you know, recognized. And this was definitely a peer award. So we were nominated by our peers. So it was very, very sweet, very nice. And, you know, you like to know that your work is recognized. So that one will always go down in the books as one of my favorites.
Well, that sounds wonderful. And that film actually has another Lee County connection. Ryan Bingham co-wrote the Academy Award-winning song from that film, Crazy Heart. So, and he was another born and raised in Lee County guy and has gone on. I noticed, actually, he's going to be up in the Telluride Blues Festival in Colorado coming up this summer. But it seems like, you know, it's interesting for Lee County, for this little, you know, county in southeast New Mexico. It has produced just an amazing variety of people doing you know, fascinating, very cool things like you, and sort of in real unexpected, you know, situations arising from that. Do you sort of just kind of stop and look and think some days and just look around and think, wow, how did I get here? This is remarkable. This is amazing.
Every day. I mean, I am grateful every day. And I don't know if maybe the tenacity that we have down in Lee County, you know, is part of it. I don't know. Ryan Bingham, yes, he was in Crazy Heart, and I've been working with him for the last two seasons on Yellowstone. So it's been great old home week. Every time he comes on set, you know, we get to talk about, you know, his grandma, my mom, and, you know, visit about people in common that we have in Lee County and still have. So he's got family there as well. So, you know, it's a great, we both look at each other and just pinch each other and go, wow, you know, this is amazing.
So what kind of advice would you give somebody else who, you know, who maybe wants to break into different facets of the movie and TV biz far beyond, you know, what we normally think of just the actors, actresses, you know, the very obvious things? What kind of advice would you give somebody?
You know, I think the biggest thing in our business is the work ethic. You know, you can... you may not know what you want to do in the movie business, but if you're willing to absolutely do anything and be there on time and show up every day ready to work and give it your all, you will be, it's so much of a word-of-mouth business. If you come to work, you do your work, you do it well, you take pride in it, you're on time, you're willing to shift gears in the middle of your day and go in a different direction, and because that's very much how this business operates, then I think, you know, you have the possibility of being able to do it.
And when do you see the finished product? And do you always watch, you know, the end result, every show or movie that you work on? Do you always see the finished product?
Oh, yeah. I do. They send us, the department heads, we get to see the daily things that they shoot. So we get to see the daily scenes, but we never get to see it all put together until the finished cut has been done. So I'm excited to see season two, and hopefully we're going to be shooting season three.
And are you among the first to be able to see the final product before it debuts either, you know, on film or on the TV screen?
Sometimes. It depends on the format that it's shot and how close to air date they are still editing. You know, sometimes they edit right till the day before they release it. So, you know, sometimes I have the benefit of being able to see a rough cut that they have put together before they have finalized it and put the music with it and all that. But, it's an interesting, very tedious process.
Do you ever go to the premiere, to the, like,
yes.
You know, as we think, like, Hollywood premiere night, you know? Yeah.
We did. My husband and I went to the Yellowstone premiere, which was at Paramount in L.A. Last June, and that was fun. It's great fun to see the people that you've worked so hard with, and everybody gets to dress up. So yes, it's a lot of fun to do that.
So there's a little glamour there.
A little bit of glamour. Yeah. Yes. And, you know, we're always looking at each other incredulously going, wow, you clean up good.
So last time I saw you, you know, you had a big moose head in your arms,
yes,
and you were, you know.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you, Carla Curry. We appreciate the time and
thank you,
our chat. Yes, you're very welcome. Thank you for listening. This is Media Meeting.